you don't have the wrong house, silly. I'm your sister. Yeah, I know I've gotten a lot older since you were in Africa. I've missed you so much. I waited up all night for you. But now that you're here, you can have some coffee. Aw, you brought me a present? But you're my present this year. And maybe I can be yours. In a way. Mom and Dad? Oh, well, they stayed up as late as they could, but they couldn't stay up any longer. I'm supposed to wake them up as soon as you get here. But I want some time alone with my big brother. You've been gone so long. I know why you joined the Peace Corps. Why you decided you had to get so far away from me. You knew what would happen if you stayed much longer. Because I wanted it to happen too. No, I didn't get a boyfriend, even though you told me to. And I grew up some, but I didn't grow out of you. Not having you around just made me think about you more and more. Did it make it any easier for you, being apart from me? I mean, I'm not the same little girl you left behind. I'm a woman. I mean, you could see that as soon as I opened the door. Okay, mostly a woman. And I see that you haven't been able to take your eyes off of me. And at the same time, you don't really recognize me. I've grown so much, and maybe that makes it harder to not have those naughty thoughts about me. I know the older I got, those naughty thoughts, they just got worse and worse. No, let's not wake them yet. You just got back and you're here to stay. Is it so selfish of me to want to keep you to myself for just a little bit? I just want to have some special time with my brother. You are my gift this year, after all. And I can be yours. All you have to do is unwrap me. But I never let you unwrap your own presents, did I? I always had to tear off the wrapping, and you would let me do it. And since you're not moving to unwrap this present, I guess I'll have to. You're still the same strong, handsome brother you've always been. Mm-hmm. Or maybe living in Africa has made you even more handsome? You don't look that much different, though. Me, though? Taller, slimmer. Well, except for some parts, like my chest and my hips. I'm round there now, womanly. See what a few years have done to my breasts. You can't joke about me not needing a bra now, hmm? But as you can see, I'm not wearing one. And I'll show you I'm not wearing anything else under these sweatpants either. I'm still a bit of a tomboy, but I've taken to wearing girly things under my clothes. But not today. Not for when you finally come home. And now I'm not wearing anything. Your present is completely unwrapped and ready for you to play with, if you want. I know it's not exactly an original gift. I've offered it to you so many times in the past, but I'm hoping this will be the time you finally accept it, and that you don't end up running away from me and your feelings. From our feelings. I can get myself up on this counter by myself these days. I'd still prefer it if you lift me up, though, like you used to. I'm not too big for that now, am I? Or does touching my bare skin scare you too much? Please, brother, lift me up. That wasn't so hard now, was it? But don't let go of my waist. When I was little, you were always afraid I would fall from the counter. What if I fall now? What if I've already fallen? For you. Is it too much to ask that you'll fall for me too, or into me? Just let me help you with that sweatshirt. I'll move the bow back onto my shoulder, like a corsage from you to me. And let me just undo your pants. You won't do it for yourself, but you're not going to stop me either. Are you? Ooh, it looks like you have fallen for me. You've fallen so very, very hard. Maybe it first happened so many years ago, and then separated by thousands of miles. But now, it's just a few inches. It's all that stops us from being together at last. Oh, wrap your arms around me again, like you did when I opened the door. And I'll put mine around you. Use my legs. Draw you closer to me. But you'll have to do the rest. And then you can see that little sister is all grown up. Yes. See? I saved myself for you. I knew you'd come back if I waited. Now, I don't need to wait anymore. Because you're here in my arms. And inside of me. And we're making love. Just like we were meant to. Oh, brother. Hurry. Hurry, before the smell of coffee wakes Mom and Dad. Oh, wake up the woman in me. Keep making love to me. Sweet. Sweet and hot like you. Like you like your coffee. Oh, but strong. Strong like I like mine. Oh, come on. Oh, teach your little sister the ways of love. But quietly, quietly, so that Mom and Dad don't hear. I'll try to be quiet, too. No. Yes. My body keeps crying out for you to keep doing this to me. Yes, faster. Oh, no, please, please use that caffeine. Just like you're using my body. Now that you're home, you can have coffee every morning and my body every night. As long as Mom and Dad don't find out. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop, please. Oh, what a fun homecoming. Us coming together. Don't worry. Don't worry about what might happen. Especially about, no, what we're doing. Just, I like my coffee black, but today I want all of your cream. Anything else you want to give me? Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, you're driving me wild. Closer. Closer to you. Oh, I'm so close. Please. Please let me come. Come in me. Come in your little sister, please. 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 Oh, I've waited so long for you. Oh, for that. Oh, now that you're here, don't ever, ever, ever leave again. And don't stop doing that. Oh, shoot. I hear Mom and Dad. I think the smell of coffee woke them. Hopefully not our noise. Quick. Take it out and help me down. Where are my clothes? Mom! Dad! Look who's back! Oh, he's only been here a few minutes. Of course, I've been making him feel welcome. Who wants coffee? We've been busy making it.